This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And my second guest of the afternoon is in the studio. It's a great pleasure to welcome Duncan Ogilvie. Duncan, you're the chair of the, or the organiser for the Bartlow Three Counties Charity Walk. Very good afternoon.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
So you're really from the village of Bartlow, and this is where this all stems from,
isn't it? It's a very small village. We're just near to Linton, about 10 miles southeast of here on the way to Haverhill. There are only 106 residents, so nobody's heard of Bartlow, but people are beginning to hear about our Three Counties Charity Walk. We've had a few of them now. This is walk number 16, so and we've had a bit of practice over 15 years.
I was going to say, how did it all start?
It started because we've got a old and special church, a medieval church with a round tower that needs constant maintenance, sure you can imagine. At that time, it needed a roof, which it's now got, and it had medieval wall paintings, which have now been restored, largely thanks to previous walks. It's now got a buttress propping up its round tower, which needs repair. So it actually started from Bartlow needs, but we increasingly thought that we should put something into our local health services as well. It's good to look beyond your own boundaries. Mm. So we support our own health centre, community fund, and Anne Addenbrooke's cause each year. We work our way around parts of the body supporting Addenbrooke's charitable trust. And this year it's kids, it's children's services.
I'm right. That's very worthy.
It's a really good cause this year. They're buying an emergency ambulance for young children, and we're helping to kit out the specific things that it needs to make it function.
So goodness.
It's nice to have very specific causes. You know, sometimes your small bit of giving can get a bit lost.
That's often the worry, isn't it?
You know, I've got a list. I'm not going to read you my list of things that it's going to buy, but because I don't understand them. But useful things for under 10 grand, and it's good. So if we achieved last year's cause, we made 18 grand.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the figures. Your 15 years, according to, it's about £150,000.
That's right. Yeah. Well, last year we made 18,000 and we had 977 walkers. So 1,000 would be nice this year.
That's amazing. Well, yes, you've got to round it up because it just doesn't look good on the report, does it? Otherwise?
But I must admit, we're quite proud of our efforts. And perhaps more importantly, everyone has a good time. I mean, a lot of fundraising activities are unpleasant. You know, you make people climb mountains or cycle ridiculous distances. Actually, this walk is fun. And I suppose I'm mostly here to promote it as just being a good day out.
It's a bank holiday, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
That's it, isn't it? It's on Sunday.
Sunday.
For goodness sake, the weather's going to be all right.
And whoever you are, we've got something for you, because it was designed as a, I think I heard you on the radio 20 minutes or so ago talking about the Three Counties, and we won't make you walk from Yarmouth to...
I said, you look at it on the map, you think, start in Peterborough, head to Lowestoft, come back through Southend.
There is a point near Helens Bumstead where,
is that where
Suffolk
it is?
And Essex and Cambridgeshire converge, and we put up, in fact, last Sunday, we put up a great big pink sign, and the walk, which is off-road and circular, will go up to and round that Three Counties point. So you will step into Essex and Suffolk before you go back into Cambridge.
If you've got kids, or certainly kids of sort of a sentient age that they can work out what a county is, that's the sort of thing that you'll have them there all day
just
doing
makes
that.
It gives it a bit of fun, doesn't it? But actually, that's a 13-mile walk, which we realised was a bit much for some. So we've designed a 9-mile option and a 6-mile option to make it more manageable for all families, really. Really, 6 is just the same as the 9 with a 3-mile bus ride to start. And for people for whom that's a bit too much, we've got for this year we've got a new history trail, which is quite fun. We've paid attention to Bartlow in the Second War, and so aspects of the Second World War as they impacted on Bartlow. There's an exhibition there, so even if you're not really a walker, if you just want to sign up for that and come and look around that, it's fascinating. One of our local residents has taken a huge amount of trouble to dig out little bits of history, which, you know, some of which is general, but the most interesting of which is very specific to Bartlow people, and really, really fun.
Excellent. Now, is this, Essex, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, I can think of two of them are reasonably unhilly. Essex, how is the route?
It's a nice, it's off-road, almost all off-road. It's not particularly arduous.
Right.
A few little bits and pieces. It's a put on stout shoes rather than flip-flops, but it's fine.
I mean, on your website, you've got people walking with dogs and things like that.
Dogs are positively encouraged.
Right.
Absolutely, it's a dog-friendly walk. I couldn't count the number of dogs we've had over the years. They fight with each other on the bus for the six-mile walk, but otherwise it all seems to work okay. We encourage people to put dogs on leads, but that's sort of obvious good practice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, as you say, if it's all off-road, then you're on farmer's land and you don't know
quite. Yeah, a lot of it is private land, and we do it by permission, and we're on a bit of a deal with the landowners, really, that we leave it as we found it.
I think that's only fair, isn't it? Absolutely, only fair.
Exactly so. And yeah. I suppose the other thing about it, I should say, is it, thinking about kids, it's very much, as well as dog-friendly, it's very child-friendly, and there's treasure hunt and bouncy castle face painting, all of which is free. So although we ask for your money up front, we try to give people really good value for the money that they put in.
All right, well, let's talk about amounts then. Come on then. How much is this? Is this an all-day activity going to cost?
Well, if you're a family, it's £25 for two adults and up to three children, £12 for an adult and £5 for a child. So it's not lots of money. And in fact, you know, as I say, everybody goes home feeling that they've had great value for their money. We prefer to take the money up front and then make it an inclusive event,
sure,
rather than. I've always felt slightly twisted when, you know, you're reaching into your pocket again and again and again.
Absolutely.
During a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's online. It's better and cheaper for you if you sign up online before Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Night.
So you need to register.
It's a wee bit more if you pay on the day. You're welcome to come on the day, but the price is just a wee bit higher. So, yes, you're encouraged to register. And the easiest way to do that and to get more details, because I haven't really described all the details here, would be to hop onto our website, which is bartlow3countieswalk.co.uk.
Okay, and that's number three. So bartlow3countieswalk.co.uk. If you're driving along thinking, I want to write this, don't worry.
Just Google Bartlow Walk, you won't be far.
Exactly, or text me in the studio when you're parked up and I'll send you back the details. I'm looking at the website now. It says food, drink, music and entertainment in the farmyard.
Bartlow Estate is a very big farm, a very big and successful farm, and we're lucky that the owners, the Brightmar family, have made a whole huge barn available. So even if your weather forecast and mine was wrong and it was
it's going to be lovely,
you could shelter in a big barn. So we start and finish at the same point, so you park your car and forget about it for the day. And in that farmyard, we've got Linton Jazz playing, we've got a licensed bar, we've got raffle. The fire engine's going to come, possibly, depending on emergencies.
Sure. Yeah.
But we've had the fire engine come last year and have an emergency, which was an extra attraction to my 6-year-old grandson. But there's lots going on, you know, so you're encouraged to hang around and enjoy.
That's great, because if you've got the barn, well, if the weather does turn or go a little bit chilly, it's fine.
Shelter, exactly.
And the walk itself, we've had this discussion so many times, you don't want it too bright actually.
We're thinking last year was a bit too hot. This could be just perfect for walking. Oh, one other thing I should have said, if I may.
Of course you can.
And that's that in the past, people have had to pack a picnic if you're going to do the whole walk.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've got a food stop halfway round as well. So
even better.
Exactly. So as well as all the obvious, we've got loose.
Well, because I'm rubbish when it comes to having a packed lunch on me. Because if I've got a packed lunch on me, it's going to make about 200 yards before I start getting a bit peckish. But if I've got a target to aim at,
that's
going to motivate me to get there.
And that's at the point where all the walks converge. So if you're a family and, you know, some of you want to do 13 miles and some of you want to do 6 or 9, you could arrange to rendezvous at that point.
What a good idea.
And then walk back together. So we're trying to think of everything. I'm sure we haven't, but
I was going to say, over 16 years this has clearly sort of progressed, and it's planning for next year the minute this one's done.
Yeah, we try to have a little bit of time off in the summer, but you're absolutely, it does take a lot of planning, and we try to introduce new things each year, you know, because we've got a lot of people. We've got a few who've walked every single one, actually. I think I know who they are, mostly. There's sort of about a handful at the most who've done every single one, but we've had a lot of repeat business, as you'd expect.
And yes, well, it's beautiful part of the world.
We tweak the walk, tweak the route a little bit, so there's a little bit of novelty there, and things like the History Trail and the Second World War exhibition are new this year. So, you know,
doesn't matter how many times you've done it, there's still going to be something to be learned and something you haven't seen this year.
Exactly.
It's real credit to a village, as you say. 106 was it you said?
Yeah.
How does a village like Bartlow punch so far above its weight?
I think it's easier in a very small community, to be honest. I mean, we do know everybody, I'm very proud of the fact that more or less everybody is involved in some way, and it's a way of getting to know your neighbours in a different setting, you know. So, to be honest, it was as much, for my motivation, it's as much a social thing to to help the village to sort of pull together as raising money for good causes, and it really works well. There is one exception, I must admit, to the...
Gone the black sheep of the family, is it, this year?
He's really not a black sheep. A doctor sent me an email this morning to say he was very sorry he wasn't going to help with the walk because he works at Papworth, and he's in, at the moment, his weekend will be spent moving intensive care patients from old Papworth to new Papworth.
So I think, in fairness, we can allow him that. They're very busy.
Buy a raffle ticket and let him off otherwise.
They're very busy up there, so fair enough. But that is that's great credit to a village that can generate that sort of spirit, and that must last within the village throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's really, I'm a very small part of that. There's an organising team, and it's thanks to a lot of efficiency from a lot of people.
Oh, well done. I have to say that when Susie Thorpe knew you were coming in, she said, what a wonderful name, Duncan Ogilvie from Bartlow. I said, well, I expect he's one of the Bartlow Ogilvies. Can I just ask you, are you one of the Bartlow Ogilvies?
Well, a village of the size of Bartlow. My mum lives there, if that's what you mean.
That is, yes. So very much. So you've been there pretty much all your life, have you?
From time to time. It's been in a family home all my life, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I remember we've covered this before. It's lovely to see it back again. I'm sure the weather is going to be absolutely fine.
Well, thank you so much for your support. It really depends. You know, we do need to get the word out there. However well we organise it, if nobody knows about it, they're not going to come.
That's absolutely true. And let's face it, it's in aid of Addenbrookes. It's going to be children's services this year at Addenbrookes. Come on, this is right on your doorstep, Cambridge, and it's supporting our local hospital. It's got to be done. And it's a great way. And more importantly, never mind Addenbrookes, we've got to get this up to 1,000 people.
Well, thank you.
That's more the point.
Yeah. And actually, just think about it selfishly, it'll be a fun day.
Won't it just? Excellent. So there you are. If you want to register for the Three Counties Walk, you've got to do it by, when is it?
Saturday evening, if you want the online.
So you need to get on with it now. Bartlow number 3 Counties Walk, so bartlow3countieswalk.co.uk. Those prices again, Roger? Duncan, I beg your pardon.
Price is £25 for a family ticket, £12 for an adult, £5 for a child.
There you go, it's an absolute bargain for a wonderful day. And Rio, you're supporting Addenbrookes, you're going to have a huge amount of fun. And yeah, you can be eyeing up Bartlow thinking, do you know what, I'd like to live here. Just bear in mind that if you do, you're going to be on the committee. So, Duncan, lovely to meet you this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Good luck for Sunday. Let us know how you get on. Let us know how much money
you
raise.
We'd love to do that. We'll come back. And thank you very much indeed. Thanks.
Always welcome. There you go. That's this coming Sunday. Don't miss out.